It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. On Fridays, we like to wrap up with quick conversations about some news we didn't get to otherwise in our talk shows this week. Well, two baby eaglets in the Iowa town of Riverdale, that's along the Mississippi near the Quad Cities, have been removed from their nest to become part of a migration study. Joining me now to tell us about it, Drew Becker, fish and wildlife biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He joins us from the Quad Cities. Hi, Drew.
Hi, Ben. Good to be here. Big fan of the show.
Oh, thank you very much. So Alcoa is a big employer in Riverdale, and these eagles, are they on the Alcoa grounds there?
They are. So, you know, Alcoa is a big, aluminum manufacturing kind of facility and have, you know, quite a bit of riverfront, and it just so happens that this nesting pair of eagles decided to make their home on Alcoa property, and John Rich is there in Alcoa several years ago, put up a camera kind of as an outreach strategy, and as I think a lot of folks are aware, it's become, you know, nationally a pretty popular camera for folks to view.
Oh, yeah. People love to see the eagles and their nests. So when these eagles, have these eaglets been taken out of their nest already, the baby eagles?
They have. So on Monday, Memorial Day, we actually took them down. We had a jig lift, they called, to get us up to the nest and brought them down safe and sound, and took several measurements and samples just because we don't often get those birds in hand and attach the telemetry units to their back and put them back. And you can look at the camera right now and see those units, and so far they seem to be doing great.
Mm-hmm. How big are these eagles, these babies?
Sure. So the babies are full grown at this stage. You know, we estimate them to be about 8 weeks of age, and so their body size is the size they're going to be. So clearly, when they start flying, their muscles will develop a different way. But that's part of the reason why we can install these units at this stage in the game, because mm-hmm. they're not going to get any bigger in terms of bone structure.
Mm-hmm. I understand that the two birds are named Star and Sky. An idea, do you have the pounds, how much they weigh? A small cat or something like that?
So we took that in kilograms, of course, but I think it was somewhere around 7 to 8 pounds, both of them. One mm-hmm. was a little larger.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, what specific data is of most interest to you? What questions do you want to answer by tracking these young eagles?
Sure. So our project is really trying to look at, as folks are aware, you know, eagle populations have increased dramatically as of late, and increasingly eagles are moving away from large riparian corridors, the Mississippi River and other big rivers, to interior portions of Iowa and Illinois. And when they're moving into the interior portions of the state and why they're moving there, and what sort of human structures they're interacting with is largely unknown. So we want to better understand where these eagles are going, so you know we can perhaps limit their mortality when they're in those portions of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and intelligently site development of not just wind facilities, but communication towers, transmission lines, just development in general.
Mm-hmm. How hazardous are wind turbines to eagles? Do we know how many they kill each year, for instance?
So we know, so it's not certainly not one of their top mortality sources, wind turbines in general. To put it in context, you know, less than 10 eagles in the state of Iowa have been documented having collided with a wind turbine. I think the message is more that, you know, eagles and wind turbines are going to increasingly interact because there's going to be more eagles in that neck of the woods, and clearly wind development continues to increase. And so I don't know that the number is that important, but for a guy like me, you know, maybe one eagle is too much, right? So if there's
exactly.
a way we can keep both, you know, the bird and the wind farm operating in a good way,
yeah,
you know, we should do that. And I think through a project like this, where we can identify places of high eagle use and when that's happening, it could really help us in the future.
For decades, of course, power lines have been a big hazard for eagles, injuring and killing many of them on a regular basis. With the wind turbines, they're so much larger. I guess I'm asking you to kind of get in the head of the eagle. Eagles are incredibly agile animals. Why can't they avoid these props? They deal with other fast-moving things in their natural environment.
Yeah, well, so not an eagle, but I'll try to answer like I am one. So much like, you know, you mentioned, you know, utility lines, and that's much the same thing. That's a static object, right? But, you know, in Iowa, we have more issues with eagles colliding with lines than we do being electrocuted on lines. And one would think that an eagle could avoid, you know, a static object in the air. And you're right, wind farms are large. I think what most biologists think is occurring, so most of our mortality happens in the winter. You know, rivers are frozen. Eagles are searching for carrion, roadkill deer, or perhaps livestock that's, you know, died on the landscape. And that's what they're looking for. And so, you know, if you can imagine, you're an eagle flying around pretty high in the sky, and you're got your head pointed down looking for food, not necessarily looking straight ahead for that obstacle, whether it be a wind farm or a communication tower or a transmission, whatever it is. You know, if eagles are not designed to be looking for obstacles a mile in the sky, because historically they didn't exist.
Drew, as we try to protect the eagle population, it was way down a few decades ago, and this is really a success story, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, I think eagles are looked at as a real conservation victory for, you know, not just my agency, but, you know, the community, conservation community in general. And, you know, I think the important message is, you know, oftentimes, you know, the recovery was credited with, you know, environmental legislation like the Endangered Species Act, the removal of DDT and that kind of thing. And certainly all that helped. But I think the message that I'd like to get out is that, you know, 40 years ago, we thought that it would be nearly impossible to recover the eagle population to where it is today. And the way we were able to recover it was not one agency or one act that Congress was able to get through. It was the conservation community as a whole coming together for a common cause and really tackling a problem. And we had the support of the public. And look where we are today. You know, I don't think anyone would fathom we'd have eagles in every county in Iowa. And so when we look at these other complex issues like white-nose syndrome in bats, like invasive species, water quality in general, you know, I think all these problems, you know, today look like they're nearly impossible to solve. But eagles provide us a really good example that when we get together as a conservation community and the public as a whole, we can achieve some amazing results. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that those other problems that I mentioned, you know, we're going to be able to solve.
Okay, Drew Becker, thank you for filling us in about Star and Sky. The two baby eagles have now been tagged. They'll be tracked so that we can hopefully better protect the eagle population here in Iowa from the hazards of man-made objects. Drew Becker, fish and wildlife biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, talking to us from the Quad Cities. Drew, you mentioned the eagle camera. Can you tell us quickly how our listeners can look at these eagles?
Sure, you can go to just alcoa.com and you'll find the eagle camera. Just search Alcoa Eagle Cam, and it'll pop right up on any kind of search page.
Okay, Drew Becker, thanks so much.
Thank you.